Hello, this is Monocle Reads. I'm Georgina Godwin, and today my guest is American writer Bennett Voyles. Originally from Oregon, he earned a bachelor's degree in history and English at Yale before going on to study fiction and poetry at the University of Montana's Writers' Workshop. Now based in Berlin, his latest book is Onward, Backward, A Ramble to Santiago, which details his attempt at the Camino de Santiago pilgrimage. 3,000 people try it each year. Very few do both the French and Spanish legs in the same summer. Even fewer attempt the journey with three teenage girls in tow. But that's exactly what he and his wife did. Bennett, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me, Georgina.
I wonder if you could start by telling us a little bit about your day job as a business writer.
Oh, sure. I'm a business writer, which means that some of my work is reporting and some of it is sort of ghostwriting for consultants and professors and, you know, anyone who needs to, you know, say something about business.
And that's something you've done for many, many years.
Yeah, almost 20 years now, really.
Now, before we talk about the book, do introduce us to your family, because they play a huge part in the work.
Oh, sure. Yeah. My wife's name is Sibel Troyan, and she is an artist and a writer, and profoundly deaf, and the first Yale's first deaf undergraduate.
There's a wonderful bit in the book where you talk about her and her friends sitting in the Yale library, chatting away in sign language and having a great time.
Yeah.
To the disapproval of everyone around them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she doesn't sign. She's, it's lip reading.
Right.
So it makes it sound even funnier, it looks even funnier when you see it.
Yeah. So. And then, of course, your three girls.
And the daughters. Yeah. Well, Masha is, my eldest, and she's a fashion copywriter in London now. And Charlotte's the middle daughter, and she's working in Berlin in marketing as well. And then my youngest is just graduating from the Courtauld, the art history program in London.
So they survived the trip, which we'll come to later, because they were very reluctant. Before we talk about your particular trip, I wonder if you could tell us more about the Camino de Santiago pilgrimage in general. I mean, it's been happening for hundreds of years.
Yes, it goes back about 900 years or so. And it was something that, that the monks had kind of cooked up. Essentially, it's one of the things that I found was that they got people to go to what's supposedly St. James' tomb in Santiago de Compostela. And, it was this trip that people made in order to, to get some time off of purgatory or to have a child or, there were various reasons that people would do it. But they also did it because it was just fun. And it was one of the few trips that you could make without sort of getting locked up or worse. And even women were generally allowed to do it if they wanted to. So it's been going on for a good long time.
So essentially, it's this very long trail. It goes across France and Spain, and there are various way stops. Pilgrims tend to stop at the same places. They collect these little shells on the way. You have a pilgrimage passport, don't you?
Yes, and that's the modern pilgrimage now. To prove that you've done it, they stamp it as you go, and that's a lot of fun. Every place you stop, they'll give you a stamp. Anyway, it's fun.
And I mean, people do it for religious reasons, but they also do it just because it's a long walk. It gives you time to think. It gives you solitude, although it can also be very companionable.
Yes. Yeah. And people find all kinds of things that's sort of out on the trails, really.
So let's talk about your own trip. How did the idea of it come together? Both you and your wife are great walkers.
Yeah. Well, we always liked walking, and then liked the idea of sort of something that you could just keep on, where you could just keep on walking. And, you know, I needed to keep working while we were doing it, so I didn't want to get too far away, you know, way out into the wilderness, you know. And, you know, we'd always just liked walking. And this one we'd heard about, we thought it sounded interesting. And our daughters were teenagers at the time, and we were thinking, well, you know, we wanted to do something sort of audacious with them, and got the idea of doing this, you know, this pilgrimage.
But your girls, teenagers, as you say, at the time,
yes,
were extremely reluctant. And honestly, yes, reading it, I can see why.
Yeah. No, they have more sense than their parents do, which is, you know, kind of unfortunate for them, I think.
So you take the journey, and your description of the journey and family life is interspersed with extracts from the journals that your family kept, but also by wonderful history, mostly medieval, of the areas that you walk through. And you say in the book that medieval history is just so much fun. Why is that?
Well, because it's such a different, they have such a different reality to deal with. And it teaches you that, you know, they're not less intelligent than we are. They're just working from very, very different premises. And I've always found it interesting to see kind of how they solve these different life issues with radically different points of view.
And it's also quite bawdy, isn't it? Quite rude.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I mean, they're no better than we were at all. Yeah.
Now, I mean, the book really, I mean, you've got all of this family life and the sort of element of memoir going through it, and of course of travel writing, but there is this big historical element. And in it, you sort of explain all sorts of things to us. So, for instance, why there are so many statues, over 100, of beheaded saints, people carrying their own heads, the history behind black Madonnas in France. You also talk about why the shell, the scallop shell, is so integral to this. Tell us more about that.
Oh, yeah, the scallop... Well, it was, I mean, like a lot of this stuff, nobody really knows why. Everybody's always liked the scallop shape, and they made it a souvenir, partly because, you know, they had a lot of scallops in, you know, in Galicia, you know, in northwest Spain, and it was durable, and it was something that they didn't have in other parts of Europe, so that it was a way that you could signal that you'd been there, done that. So people would take either real scallops home, or they would, you know, take pewter ones or something. I don't know about pewter, but, you know, some kind of metallic thing. Mm.
And you meet all of these wonderful people on your journey, and some of them you begin sort of disliking. There's an Australian couple that you're not very fond of. By the end, you like them.
By the end, I like them. Yeah, we kind of warm to each other eventually. Yeah.
And you meet a wonderful family of Belgians. And I guess, yes, the wonderful thing about the pilgrimage is that you do keep coming up against the same people, all doing the same route.
Yes. Yeah. No, that was a lot of the fun for me anyway, really.
Now, how did the trip affect family life? Did you judge it a success? Because as I keep coming back to, I get the sense of your daughter's utter misery pushing bicycles up steep hills and being, you know, cold and hungry and bored.
I think they, in the end, you know, they've liked it more than they did at the time, I think. I mean, you know, our oldest has talked about doing that again, and our middle one is, you know, has done sort of endurance contests of her own since then. So, you know, so I think there weren't any permanent physical scars anyway. So,
Ben, where is your next journey? Are you going to go on another big walk?
Oh, well, I'm actually working on another big one that Sibel and I did just as soon as we our youngest left for university. We walked from Berlin, where we live now, to Rome. So I'm working on another book about that one, but I don't know quite how I'm going to do it without the girls. They were an important part of the of the first book.
Well, it'll be a completely different, have a different feel to it, won't it? So this book, Onwards, Backwards, A Ramble to Santiago, is lovely. As I say, it gives us the history, it gives us memoir, it gives us travel writing, and it's available now. Bennett, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Onward, Backward, A Ramble to Santiago by Bennett Voyles is out now. You've been listening to Monocle Reads. Thanks to my producer, Nora Hull, sound engineer, Steph Chungu, and researcher, Charlie Phil McCourt. I'm Georgina Godwin. Thank you for listening.